The first step in configuring the Store Simple appliances is done in the Windows Azure portal. So I'll bring up my browser and I'll navigate to manage.windowsazure.com. I will log into my account from here. And once I log in, the Windows Azure portal will show me all the different services that I already have running. Down the left-hand side, what you will find is near the bottom is a tab that says Store Simple. I'm going to select that. What I need to do is to create a new Store Simple service. So I will click the New button, and then I will click Quick Create, and I will give this a name. So I will say Demo Store Simple. Choose the location, and if you have multiple subscriptions, you choose the proper subscription that you need. And you also want to check Create a New Storage Account. Now, when I click the check button, this will start creating my Store Simple service, and it'll also at the same time start creating a storage account that will be used with the service as well. So I'll give that a couple of minutes to finish, and then I'll come back. Those two have finished now. The Store Simple service has been created here, and we also see that a corresponding storage account has been created successfully that will be used with the appliance as well. Our second configuration step is to get the service registration key. So we just created a Store Simple service here, and if I click on that Store Simple service, I'll be brought up to the Quick Start screen. On the Quick Start screen, it says here, get service registration key. When I click on that, it will go out and retrieve the service registration key for me. And you'll see that it's a long set of digits, numbers, and things here. And if I click this button next to it, that will actually copy it for me. So I want to copy that, and I want to both save that in a safe location, and then I'll use that during the next step. So go ahead and copy that, and then we will go configure the appliance.